Welcome to the Sportscast, August 1st, 2018. If you haven't yet, please subscribe on YouTube, or if you're in iTunes, please subscribe and leave us a rating and review. It will help us out tremendously. The World Cup's over. Off season, we had a 2-week layover. Nothing going on in sports, but like the All Star Game and maybe some golf. But the return of Tyler. Off season's over because we got some breaking news. Tyler, welcome back to the Sportscast.
Hey, welcome back, man.
So the biggest news of the day, and maybe for the week, is Urban Meyer, head coach of Ohio State, was put onto administrative leave. The school announced it is investigating Courtney Smith's claim that several people close to the head coach knew of a 2015 allegation of domestic violence against her ex-husband, former Ohio State assistant coach Zach Smith, who was fired in July. Tyler, what do you think about the decision?
First off, it literally comes right at the heels at the beginning of fall camp. Fall camp starts for all college football teams on Friday. So literally 3 days before, Ohio State, which is arguably the biggest, if not the biggest, top five for sure, college football schools in the nation. I mean, when it comes to alumni, when it comes to the recruiting base, when it comes to the history, Ohio State over the last even just like 10 years has twice won the national title. They played in it, I think, 4 or 5 times. It's huge. And crazy enough, 7 years ago, they pretty much had the same thing happen with Jim Tressel right before the season when he got fired. He actually ended up resigning for lying to the NCAA about the legal benefits some of the student athletes got. And not even 7 years later, maybe a guy that's even a better coach, guy that led them to the national title, a guy that's won 3 national titles, 2 with Florida, has been placed on administrative leave. And I believe it's just a matter of time before he either resigns or he gets fired from his position.
Do you think Urban Meyer will probably fight this decision, or do you think he's pretty much, you know, cooked for this year?
I mean, if he's cooked for this year, he pretty much will be done. I mean, will he fight? I don't know. I really don't know. It's come out that his wife knew, which, I mean, how would his wife know and he doesn't know? His wife knew that there had been acts of domestic violence done against Courtney Smith. And it's just his ties with Zach Smith. Zach Smith played for him at Bowling Green, was a GA for him at Florida. I believe Urban Meyer was, like, on his grandfather's staff, might be this, but I believe his ties to Zach Smith went far back. And it seems like he just turned a blind eye to what was happening. And what happened to Joe Paterno?
Yeah.
What happened to Art Briles? Look what's happening to Urban Meyer. And not only do I think he's going to lose his job, I don't think he'll ever get a high-profile job again because of this.
Yeah, which my friend and I were talking about Joe Paterno minutes ago about this. It's a very similar situation. Obviously, the paternal thing is really bad as well. You know, when you're a coach, I guess, you know, you just got to report this. You can't let this go. I mean, this is a serious thing. You're in a high-profile situation. Paternal's a legend, but he, you know, how he left the game was so sad. You know, you've been around football. And, you know, those things are personal, but, you know, you're involved. But do you think coaches just forget about it because, you know, like they're so focused with the game? Or is just – what do you think?
I think a lot of them have tunnel vision. A lot of coaches are just so very focused on the sport. They really – you hear a lot of stories about coaches being absent fathers, absent husbands. And I just think that they get so focused, it becomes like an idol, especially if you're from a Christian outlook. They become idolists. They look at their sport as an idol. And there's that. But there's also, I think there's kind of an allegiance to, like, other coaches, meaning they're kind of a fraternity. It's known that coaches are all a fraternity. And I think sometimes they just feel like they would be letting other coaches down by turning them in. So between just having tunnel vision and allegiance to coaches, that caused a ripple effect. But, I mean, the instance of Art Briles at Baylor wasn't coaches, it was his players. So, I mean, there's been instances with players, too. So no matter what it is, if it's on your leave, you're held responsible. And, I mean, Ohio State is it's the Ohio State. And, I mean, there's probably, like I said, I mean, I think when the 247 did its poll this year, I think Ohio State, if I'm not mistaken, was the number two best job for college football coach. It'd be considered the second best job in college football. And it's about ready to probably be open. So.
Yeah, the assistant coach, the offensive coordinator, Ryan Day, will be the team's acting head coach. And in the preseason college football rankings that came out today had Ohio State as the third, number three. Mm-hmm. Do you think the team psychology will be definitely messed up, you think?
I mean, they on paper, team talent composite by 247. I believe Ohio State was number two last year, number three, and they probably will be like number two or number three this year. So they're one of the most talented teams in college football. That being said, you lose one of the best coaches in college football. And then just the whole dynamics of how everything that happened. I mean, they'll get affected. I mean, I don't think they would go out and win the national title by any stretch of the means. They'll win because they have so much talent. And it will affect recruiting for the upcoming class. And you might have some – I mean, it will be affected. But they'll probably get a good person in. But thing is, Ohio State, you have to remember, Jim Tressel lost the job. Jim Tressel had led them to, like, I don't know what it was, in his 8-9 years there, he led them to, like, 5 or 6 Big Ten titles, a national title, 2 national title appearances, and then Urban Meyer in his 7 years here has led them to, I don't know, 3 or 4 Big Ten titles, a national title, a playoff appearance. And so there's a little bit of a problem happening. Ohio State, I think Woody Hayes got fired, correct? Who the legend Woody Hayes, I believe, got fired for punching someone.
I got to check that out.
Ohio State kind of has a history of having great coaches that end up getting fired or having to resign due to indiscretion. So maybe they're going to be really ticky about the next hire. It's a great job. It's one of the best jobs in college football. But I'm really interested in who they go after. But I could see them going after maybe a safer pick because it's some problems.
How do you view Urban Meyer's career? Do you think it's tainted already, or do you think what he's done in the past will overcome this?
No, I mean it's gonna be tainted. It'll be similar to Joe Paterno. I mean, he's still a great coach. He still has won 3 national titles, but. Yeah, I mean, he'll be tainted. Yeah, he'll, and I don't think he'll get another high-profile job. So, it's not good.
It's not a
good end to his career, and I believe it is his end. Like, if he doesn't get fired or doesn't resign, count me in as extremely shocked. I mean, Bruce Feldman, one of the best college football beat writers out there. Brett Murphy, the one who broke the story. You have ESPN guys like Trevor Maddich. Doug Gottlieb was on FS1 today. I mean, everyone's pretty much like, he's probably gone. I mean, this is a pretty bad indiscretion to just turn a blind eye to, like, honestly, 9 years of abuse. And then 4 years ago, he probably learned of the incident of abuse. And then he lied about it on Big Ten Media Days. To the media, saying he didn't know anything about it, and that's just not true.
Wow. So, yeah, we'll see what happens. It's late breaking news, last minute, 3 days before camp starts. So it's going to be. I would like to say it's wide open now, but with the predictions, Alabama's going to win it again. In other news, how do you see the college football season coming up? Who are your favorites?
Oh man, this is my favorite time of year. I mean, there's no sport I love better than college football. I mean, in its solidarity, even over the NFL, I love college football. my team, my personal team. I played football at Liberty, so I love the Flames. They just entered the FBS this year, so that's an interesting thing as an independent. But I'm still there in my alma mater. I'm definitely a Power Five. I love the Power Five. They get to playoffs. They play for a lot, for all the marbles. And I think I've stated before, I'm a huge Oregon Ducks fan. Became a big fan of them when I was living out in California. Became a big fan of Pac-12. I just love the Ducks. Loved how they're fun, exciting, innovative offense. They obviously have been through a lot of staff turnover. But they have a pretty talented team, and I think they're a top 25 team in the East. We had them 23 today, so I'm definitely interested to see how they do. I think the favorite in the Pac-12 will be Washington. I think they're the most experienced. They've been pretty consistently good over the last several years. Chris Peterson's a great coach. He'll definitely be someone to watch that Ohio State opening, by the way. Watch Chris Peterson. Watch David Shaw, too, for Stanford. I'm just thinking, not to go back, sorry, I'll continue on, but they're going to go with maybe someone a little safe that they know might be a high-character coach. So that's why I'm mentioning David Shaw for Stanford and Chris Peterson for Washington. Anyways, going back, so I think Washington and Stanford will probably be the favorites. And I think in the Big 12, you got Oklahoma. You got Lincoln Riley. Another guy, I don't think he'll leave Oklahoma, but he's a great coach, great young coach, very good offensive mind. I think you have Texas, who has a lot of talent. You got Tom Herman, who coached under Urban Meyer, who has his own history. He's someone to watch out for. He's definitely not a candidate for the Ohio State job. There's definitely been some stuff about Tom Herman. But he can coach and he can definitely recruit. They have talent. I think I talked to Christian, West Virginia, dark horses over there. The Big Ten was Ohio State. I mean, they were the favorite. They were the team to beat. But it's really just going to affect it. I mean, you're going to have Penn State. They have Trace McSorley back. They have a lot of talent coming in, recruited very well. James Franklin's a good coach. He's done a great job of turning the Penn State program around. You got Michigan State. Mark D'Antoni's one of the better coaches in college football. Tell you what, he dodged a bullet with the whole Michigan State thing. I mean, these coaches really have to be on their toes.
So, who do you think will take the Big Ten now?
Who do I think is going to win it?
Yeah.
I'd probably say Penn State. I think they're probably the second most talented team. But there's Michigan.
Yep.
Harbaugh has not really done as well as I thought he would when he's been there. But he has Shea Patterson. He has a very talented defense with Rashawn Gary, who's probably going to be a first-round draft pick next year. He had some talented young receivers and Devin Peoples-Jones and Tarik Black and Oliver Martin. He has talent on all levels. Michigan's something to watch out for. Michigan State, because of Mark D'Antoni, is a team to watch out for. Wisconsin, I mean, Wisconsin's always good. They're a program that keeps their nose clean. They're a program that doesn't get the most talent, but it's always good. Great program. Barry Alvarez is the athletic director. If you ask me who I think, I think James Franklin's doing a good thing at Penn State. I think he has the best quarterback in the Big Ten in Trace McSorley. I think because of all that's gone down with Ohio State goes to Penn State. Penn State's extremely tough to play, especially in the lineup. So if I was going to pick someone in the Big Ten, I'm going to pick Penn State.
Penn State has
Watch out for Scott Frost in Nebraska, too.
Okay.
What'd you say?
Penn State has come back, because they were regulated or they were not able to participate a few years ago. Now they're coming back. I'm really glad to see those Redentum stories.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's one of my favorite stories. It's been awesome what James Franklin did. And then the ACC is, I mean, Clemson's going to be tough to beat.
Yeah.
Great defensive line. I mean, you have four guys, Celine Farrell, Austin Bryant, Dexter Lawrence, and who's the other guy? Who's the fourth guy? Celine Farrell, Austin Bryant. Yeah, who's the fourth defensive line guy? They have four D linemen that possibly could go in the first round. I think it'll be Dexter Lawrence, Celine Farrell, Christian Wilkerson, Dexter Lawrence, Celine Farrell, and Austin Bryant. I mean, these are four guys that possibly could go in the first round on their defensive line.
Wow. Okay.
So they're going to be tough to beat.
But By the way, we will have a college football special where you name your top 10 before the season starts.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. And then I would say SEC's Alabama, Georgia. I mean, they're the two most talented. And, man, I hate to get personal about it. I'm not a fan of the SEC. But,
still think it's the best conference?
The top, I mean, it's hard to argue that there's been anyone better than Alabama over the last 12 years.
Yeah.
Or 10 years or whatever. And then we add in like LSU at points, the Georgia at points, and even Auburn. At the top, I'd say yes. But top to bottom, probably the Big Ten is a little better. Big Ten has just a lot of really good teams. I mean, you have probably 6 or 7 teams that are going to be in the top 25 out of the Big Ten between Ohio State, Penn State, Michigan State, Wisconsin, and probably even like some teams like Purdue, Northwestern, and Nebraska are even to watch out for, and even Iowa. So, I mean, top to bottom, the Big Ten's very strong. They do very good in the bowls. I think the Big Ten's done best in the bowls as a conference each of the last 3 years. But at the very top, it's tough to beat Alabama. Georgia's becoming very good. And even Auburn has a very solid team. They have Jared Stidham coming back. So it's close. I mean, I guess maybe give the edge to SEC because of the top. But top to bottom, I'd say Big Ten.
You know,
the other ones, Jason.
One of the biggest topics they brought up during these past press conferences they had this past couple of weeks was increasing the playoffs from, 4 to 6 to 8.
Yeah.
I mean, it was, the number one, topic. Do you think that's going to happen eventually?
No, I like 4. I like 4.
Me too. I think it's fun. Simple.
Yeah. It was enough putting the playoff in, which I was an advocate for. I thought that it just gave another couple teams a chance, but I'm done. I think 4 is good. I like it this way. It makes college football unique. I don't want to change it.
There's just too many teams. Okay, we're going to squeeze in golf. What'd you think about the British Open, the Italian one?
Oh, my God.
What'd you think?
I mean, I'm a huge Tiger Woods fan. Freaking lit. Midway through the fourth round, he literally was a shot lead on the field, and then double bogey and a bogey. And his playmate, Molinari, ended up winning it.
Yeah.
What did I think? It was very entertaining. I watched it every single day. And Tiger Woods, a huge fan, almost won it, but then he didn't. So,
well, I've heard the Open produces random winners.
Would you say?
Like what I've heard, and I've talked to golf experts, that the British Open produces random winners.
Yeah, it's a weird tournament. Yeah, it's weird, but I mean, man, yeah, that was tough.
But I think
Djokovic won the Wimbledon. No,
yes,
I mean, he's a Novak Djokovic fan. He won Wimbledon, I think, the week before. So I had a very good week before. The next week was a little tough. So
you know, it's funny. Like they had the Wimbledon final the same day as the World Cup final.
Oh, they did. Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't watch World Cup. I watched the Wimbledon final. It was a blowout. I mean, Novak just literally blew him off the court. But, yeah, I don't know if you saw the semifinal between Nadal and Djokovic. It was a heck of a match.
Wow.
It was really a very, very classic battle between those two.
I thought you would squeeze in the World Cup for a game or two, but it didn't happen.
I don't like soccer, bro. I'm sorry.
No, I don't blame you.
It's just not my. I'm just not a huge soccer fan.
Well,
I don't know.
LeBron going terrible. To the Lakers.
I know you're. Don't even talk to me about that.
Okay. Well, anyways, back to the World Cup.
You already know my thought. Oh my goodness, that guy. In 20 years, he's going to run for president. I'm calling it already.
I think
he's
so. It looks like it.
Yeah.
I mean, he definitely has that energy to do it.
Yeah. You mean, look at me, I'm LeBron. Yeah, he has that.
Well, the World Cup I thought was great. I thought it was a very good tournament, even though USA wasn't in it, so it wasn't the same. But I really enjoyed it as a neutral fan. I think France was well-deserved. Wasn't a very exciting team. But it was a good one. But, you know, it's funny how people watch soccer every 4 years. I watch it, like, every week. But
I know you're a huge soccer fan.
Yeah, I'm huge. But the NFL is getting up with me.
Where's your heritage from?
My parents are from Colombia.
Oh, Colombia. Okay. Here's a question. I'm not a big soccer fan, but I know enough that for years, you know, it was Brazil that just dominated soccer. What has happened to them? Why are they doing so poor in the World Cup? Why is it France, Germany, Italy, Spain? Why is that area of southern, like, Europe doing just, like, so dominant right now when it comes to the World Cup?
You know, it's their time, I think. I think, you know, like, the Brazil and the Argentinians had their time, like the South Americans. But I think it's just Europe is living it. And then Brazil's talent, I mean, it's great talent, but they're just not – they're not strong. They're not powerful. They're not, you know, like, go-getters as much as, like, the previous generation. But maybe the tides will turn. What was that?
You're saying Brazil's just not as go-getters as the previous?
Correct. Yeah, they're not tough. They're like, it feels like I'm watching, like, you know, like teenagers play at times. Like, they could, like, run all day, but they lack that leadership. They lack that little discipline. They're great in their clubs.
I mean, has Brazil or Argentina made the final last time? They lost Germany.
Correct.
But has Brazil been to a final for a while?
The last time was 2002.
Wow. And they lost France, right?
They lost against, they beat Germany in 2002. But they lost against France in 1998. They won five championships.
So they did win the World Cup. So they won the World Cup in 2002.
Correct. Yeah. And
So it's France in 1998. Correct me if I'm wrong. So it's France in 1998. 2002 was Brazil. 2006 was Italy. 2010 was Spain. 2014 was Germany. And 2018 was France again.
Correct. Wow. That's why you're in the sports cast.
I know,
you know that history.
That tells you how much I like sports.
You are SportsCenter, man.
I'm a huge fan. I'm like, I don't know more soccer than most people that love soccer.
That's true. You probably know more. You actually more knowledge than people that I watched soccer with this past summer. So you're definitely.
Yeah, I know.
Have you been? You been following the NFL minicamps?
Yeah, Ryan, I'm a huge Packer fan. I don't know if you know that, but our linebacker tore his ACL.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. Really sad.
Yeah, so that sucks. That really stinks. Vita Vea, who was the top pick, had a pretty serious leg injury. He's out for a while. And someone else did. So what I was like, who was the other guy? But anyways, it's like three or four really serious injuries, and they've not even played a game.
Yeah, Kento Bryce,
yeah,
Jake Ryan, Ross Cocktrell.
Nick Ryan, yep. And then Vita Vea. So, it's crazy. I mean, it's like, man, he just started. And then didn't the guy from San Diego Chargers had a tight end?
Correct.
During the offseason tournament deal.
Yes,
so
the running back.
It's been like, man, it's been like pretty crazy. It's like so many injuries so early. They even played one preseason game.
I know. That's how tense it is. I mean, it's how dangerous. I can't say dangerous, but yeah, how rough it is.
I just think the NFL needs to be a little smarter. Because college football, you don't hear near as much about these preseason injuries. In the NFL, it happens a lot. I would almost consider eliminating preseason games. Because what's the fun if your bunch of players are missing by the time the games start?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
It's a huge risk. Huge risk.
What'd you say?
Huge risk.
Yeah, 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 it's a huge risk. I mean, and it's just been like every year, like one year is Jordy Nelson. I don't know. It's just every year you're hearing about like the season starts and then someone's injured and it's like, okay, that sucks.
And also Sam Darnold got a good contract.
Oh, he signed.
Yeah.
What is it? $32 million. That's just crazy.
Yeah. That is.
Okay. After I saw that today, so like next year's draft, you know Justin Herbert of Oregon, right?
No.
Oh, the quarterback. Okay, well, anyways, he's supposed to be – there's a good chance he's going to be the top quarterback next year, especially if it's a good year. Well, a lot of Oregon fan base thinks he's going to come back. And I'm like, wait, he's going to be a top pick. They just paid the number three pick, Sam Darnold, $32 million, $20 million signing bonus. And you think Justin Herbert – he's going to be the top pick and he's going to come back to Oregon. Why would he come back to Oregon? That'd be a terrible move. You can have a $20 million signing bonus. I mean, in life's not about money, but my goodness, the one-time opportunity, you could step away if you don't like it after 5-6 years.
What do you think it goes like in these kids' eyes when they see like their first check?
I don't know.
I mean,
hopefully, I don't know.
What would you buy if you got like a huge contract, $20 million for like 3 years? What would be your first purchase?
Oh my goodness, I don't know, man.
You don't want to talk about it.
Hopefully, I'd go help someone out.
Yeah, I mean,
hopefully, I'd go to like a marginalized community and help establish a foundation for kids from broken homes or. I just hope. I hope I wouldn't use it for something selfish, like a new car, because who cares?
Like a Lambo.
They're all going to die. Or a big house. I mean, I'd buy a decent house, because, I mean, you are giving that money, but it would, you know, help out those close to me, and, yeah.
Yeah. You know, also, but this offseason, it feels like it's Tom Brady's last year. I don't know. I've been wrong before.
He does seem a little out.
Yeah.
Well, no, especially if the Patriots draft someone really high.
Yeah, that's a good indicator. But anyways, we're coming towards the end of the sportscast. Definitely, we're gonna have a college football show where we'll have predictions. I'll name my top 10, your top 10. We go, you know, by conference if you want. And the season.
Yeah, I'll go by conference.
Yeah. The first big national game is Miami and LSU from the Dallas Cowboys Stadium. I mean, AT&T Stadium. So.
That's a good game.
Yeah, it's going to be a good game. Miami is.
Isn't there a couple other really good games that weekend, too? Doesn't Florida State play like. Where's Clemson?
Let me check.
There's a couple other. There's like a several. Who does Clemson play that opening week? Is it Texas A&M?
Clemson plays Furman.
Okay, they take Texas A&M the second week then or something.
Let's see.
I'm not just pulling that.
No. You've probably seen the schedule like 5 times. I mean, Virginia.
Who does Florida State play the first week?
Virginia Tech.
Okay, wow. That's a big ACC game. Right up the.
That should be at the AT&T Stadium.
That's the games at AT&T?
No. Like the Miami game will be at the AT&T Stadium.
At AT&T, yeah.
Yeah, but they should
switch
it.
And then I think USC and Texas play early in the season. That should be a good game. I think Stanford, USC play early. I'm trying to think of all the games I know that are really good at early games. Oh, Auburn-Washington. Auburn-Washington play the first week. That's the other one.
Ooh.
Auburn and Washington is right off the back. It's in Georgia Dome. So wow. First week you got Auburn-Washington, which is going to be a top 10 matchup.
That is
you
huge.
Got Clemson-Miami and LSU. Miami will be top 10. I don't know if LSU will be, but it'll still be top 25 matchup. And then you have Florida State-Virginia Tech, which will be a top 25 matchup. So it's a good week. You know, you got
and Liberty right playing there. Old Dominion.
That's a good, you know, Liberty can beat them. They play some tough ones this year. They play Virginia. Do they play Auburn this year?
I think I heard. I think so.
I think they might play Auburn.
Oh crap! That's they're gonna be not whooped. Fun.
That's not. I'll be praying for them.
Hey, you know, you got to learn the hard way. You gotta get used to these teams. You know.
Yeah, and I think they play Va Tech next year, so they have some good. There's some pretty tough games that they're gonna have to play. So
we'll see what happens. And random question: would you rather swim with alligators or sharks?
Sharks, for sure.
Everyone says it because alligators can really, you know, bite you really quick.
Yeah, and they will. Like, it's pretty high probability they might take a swipe at you. So.
Ty, how can people reach you?
TTTurner2 on Twitter.
Yes, and I see, which I've been seeing you interacting with Ryan Krista on Twitter, so.
We do all the time. Huge college football fan. He's huge. He's a big Florida fan. So
big time.
He had Oregon and Florida had a bunch of battles for recruits this year.
Really?
Huh. So it's kind of funny. It's kind of weird.
Can you name one player that should we look out this year?
Justin Herbert for Oregon.
Okay.
Herbert for Oregon.
Well, thank you, Tyler. If you guys, please subscribe on YouTube and iTunes. Leave a rating. Leave a comment. Who do you think will do well this season? It probably won't be Ohio State, but we'll see what happens. Tyler, thank you for joining the Sportscast.
I did.